Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. You must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say, you must be holy, because I am holy. I suspect that we all respond in much the same way to the command that we should live holy lives. We probably all feel a closeness to Isaiah, who, as we saw on day 41, went into the temple one day and was overwhelmed by the holiness of God. He responded with embarrassment, not only because he didn't feel remotely holy himself, but because he was conscious that he lived in a society that was anything but holy. But Isaiah learned that it was possible for him to be totally cleansed, and in that incredible encounter, he was set free from sin and commissioned to become a spokesman for God. The word holy means separate or set apart. God doesn't want our lives to be dragged down by the selfish and destructive influences of our society. He wants us to be set apart for him, and, just as with Isaiah, that can only happen as we experience God's forgiveness. Without it, we will continue to be held back by our sin, guilt, and failures. We won't be able to get on with living today because of the heavy weight of the past. But when we confess our sins and receive God's gift of forgiveness, we can step forward into a new life characterized by love. The danger with a word like holy is that we assume that it's reserved for very special people. We think of people like Mother Teresa or Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who lived exceptional lives. But the truth is that you and I are called to live a life of holiness too. And that's made possible through the miraculous gift of forgiveness. So let me ask you a question. What will it mean for you to be holy or set apart for God today? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, we confess that we have often let you down in thought, word, and action. We ask you to forgive our sins and to help us to live lives that are set apart for you. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.
Hope grows when we join together. Gather faithfully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.